Michigan is among the many states desperately trying to get hold of important medical equipment and devices to save lives and slow the global pandemic. Ventilators, surgical masks, gloves, gowns, you name it, it's pretty much needed right now. Makers are working on the problem. From everyday Michiganders with consumer-grade 3D printers or a sewing machine to some of the state's biggest industries. As we've heard on the show, some things are easier to make than others. But Ford CEO Jim Hackett told NPR on Tuesday he believes his company can retrofit some of its plants to make ventilators within a matter of months.
By mid-May, we should start being halfway up the curve of scaling this. By June, you'd be producing at a rate that would be able to make 900,000 a year.
Governor Whitmer has made a very specific request of the state's industrial sector. With us now is John Walsh, president and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. John, good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Could you give us an overview of what Governor Whitmer requested of the manufacturing community and what happened after she made that statement?
Sure. Last week, we and other associations, as well as the manufacturing community in general, learned from the administration that there were going to be shortages in a number of areas. Hand sanitizer, certainly at the retail level. I'll talk a little bit about how some people are addressing that. But also with regard to ventilators, respirators, hospital beds, patient gowns, every aspect of what you might need in the hospital, there's going to be a press on our hospital system, and they're looking for a variety of items. They're coordinating most of that, the administration, through the State Emergency Operations Center, which is part Homeland Security and part Michigan State Police, a collaborative venture. And we put a call out to our members in a blast to our 1,600 members, and nearly 300 members have responded, sometimes with great specifics, other times just saying, we want to help, we're just not sure. We build something out of plastic, perhaps we can make a shield, for instance.
A face shield, yeah.
Yes, correct. So it's been a great response.
Were any of the offers particularly surprising?
I wouldn't say any particular offer was surprising, but to learn rapidly how quickly a manufacturer can turn around. Some couldn't tool fast enough, but others said, look, by the end of the week, if you give me the specifications, I can be producing 100 patient gowns. That's a specific offer from Roush in Livonia, Michigan. It's just remarkable that some of our manufacturers are able to do things so quickly. You know, they're making parts for the automotive industry or heavy construction, and yet they're able to use their laser printers or they're able to tool quickly to produce hospital gowns, in this case by Roush. They're still trying to get their way into the queue, but the fact that they were able to quote a product in a time frame was remarkable.
I imagine it's not terribly hard to communicate to a manufacturing company what's going to be needed out of a hospital gown. But is it difficult to get specs on some things like maybe surgical quality breathing masks or things that might be a little more proprietary within certain industries?
There are certainly proprietary issues to be addressed. And I think Ford, you know, at the larger end of our scale of members, what they did is they reached out to fellow companies that were participating in production already and worked out directly the ability to adjust those needs. Some of the smaller manufacturers are still trying to work that out with those that have proprietary rights. And I understand that. What I can tell you, though, is those conversations are moving along rapidly.
At the time we're having this conversation, do you know if any of the new producers of medical equipment and supplies have started production yet?
I don't, and I'm sorry that I can't tell you that. What we're doing is we're filtering through our membership lists, and for those that we think, based on our communication with the state, can do something quickly, we're turning that right over to the SEOC, and they're dealing directly with the manufacturers. You know, we wanted to remove a middleman, but I will stay in touch with you as time goes on, because I think things will start to flip fairly quickly.
Can you give us a sense of how many companies in Michigan are producing medical equipment and supplies already? What the bench looked like before all this began?
Well, it's a heavy bench, and that's a difficult question to quantify, simply for this reason. You have an end producer or assembler that actually delivers the goods to the hospital industry, and that's going to be in the the tens to 100. But then the supply chain is so much more involved. Now you could get to hundreds upon hundreds. For instance, a face mask, a paper face mask, includes some amount of steel. So that goes all the way back to a steel foundry and every step in between taking raw steel and moving it to a little thin wire that's used in a mask. So we can't fully quantify the supply chain, but thankfully the governor's executive order will allow the entire supply chain to be involved in the process.
John, is anybody coordinating at this point where the new manufacturing orders will go?
So our touch point has been the SEOC, the State Emergency Operations Center. The Michigan Health and Hospital Association has stepped forward to help sometimes put manufacturers directly in touch with the hospitals themselves. But for the most part, we've been working with the SEOC.
Right now, a number of states have been trying to buy up medical supplies, as many as they can, as many as they think they're going to need. Is there any guarantee that supplies made in Michigan will be sold in Michigan?
Well, our goal is to do that, just that. Of course, we want to be supportive of any individual that is ill. But our primary objective here is to make use of our existing manufacturing base and help Michigan first. And that's why our priority has been to work with the SEOC.
Right. And can you explain anything about how orders are being routed through there and then they communicate to the companies where to send things?
That's correct. So we, you know, we're helping identify opportunities, but the actual matchmaking, the manufacturing and the delivery will be directed by the SEOC.
It feels like the whole process of trying to supply emergency medical needs has gotten really complicated really fast. Just yesterday, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, made a comment that masks we used to pay 85 cents for, quoting here, we're now paying $7 for. I don't think he was talking about new companies coming online and trying to gouge people. I think he was talking about some existing supply and demand in the market. But it just seems to underline what happens if there's no one making executive decisions about who's going to make what, where the products will go, and are things serious enough that, you know, maybe the federal government needs to step in and start answering those questions in a much more forceful way. Do you think that any of these efforts are going to change as we continue to see the spread of the virus? Would you expect to see any Michigan companies maybe drafted into a national effort?
Absolutely. You know, some of our largest manufacturers, and not just the big three, but the supply chain, they do have the capacity, they have the interest. So as they address the issues of where is the need, their tooling, the proprietary information, all of these things are happening simultaneously. But I fully expect that some of them will be providing products across the country.
Do you know anything about how prices are being set for scarce resources right now?
I don't. Of course, we have a capitalistic market, and so that there is always a supply and demand. On the other hand, you know, there can be as many stories of gouging as there are companies that stand up and say, we're going to make this immediately available, and we're not going to worry. We'll figure out the pay later. There's no central authority that I'm aware of, so I have to qualify it with that. The SEOC is negotiating directly with the manufacturers on quantity, transportation, and price, but there's no central authority on it.
Are there any particular kinds of goods that Michigan's manufacturers are particularly well positioned to provide?
Certainly plastics. You know, we have a very, very healthy chemical-based supply base here in Michigan that leads to plastics of all type, and many of our manufacturers are used to working with plastics. So that can go into almost any number of personal protection items for the healthcare industry. To go back to Ford, I can only cite what I've read and heard on other news outlets, but they have a small fan that they use in one of their vehicles that may well be helpful with either respirators or ventilators. I can't recall which product. But there's a variety of things out there. One of the biggest things that we heard from our smaller manufacturers, and large for that matter, but really smaller, is they have an enormous sewing capacity, to use their words, gowns, to finish a mask, you know, to help with bedding. That has been one of the most routine offers of help.
John, I can't let you go without asking how the manufacturers that you talk to every day are doing right now?
Well, it's there's a lot of concern. We have 85% of our members are in the smaller category, family-owned, and of course we represent the larger ones as well. All of them share concern for the workers, for those that had to close that are not working. They also worry a bit about their own future. Can they survive a shutdown for much longer than the 3 weeks indicated by the governor? There also is an underlying understanding of the seriousness of the situation, the health care for our society, for their workers, for their families. So it's a very mixed and very emotional response, I think, from all of us. But you asked on manufacturers. They're sharing it at their family level at home, but they're also sharing it at the level of their work family, so to speak.
Is it too much to hope that the retooling of this select number of manufacturers might be able to keep some of the folks whose jobs are idle right now employed?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's absolutely clear. There will be some folks that will be able to be going to work and keeping healthy themselves and keeping their business healthy and provide these products. I think just from a personal observation, it is remarkable the things that I'm seeing that people and companies are doing in the face of this this very serious threat. We often can become mired in the worst of it, but yet we stand. Our neighbors, our leaders, our business community, we stand up to things here, and I find that rewarding.
John, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
John Walsh is the president and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. He joined us via Skype.